This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Well, Dunedin Fringe Festival for 2024 is not far away. It all gets underway from the 14th of March, and it is a very busy and colourful program as always. I hope that you've made some of your selections, and I hope you've purchased some of your tickets too, because there's nothing that the artists who are involved in the Fringe appreciate more than knowing there's going to be a few bums on seats. Plenty of reason to get involved and plenty on offer, including a chaotic convergence of theatre and science. Yes, it's brought to us by Localised Friday, a local theatre group, and we're going to talk this morning about Butterfly Flutter's January Burns with Tabitha Littlejohn, who joins us in the studio. Tabitha Moreno, lovely to have you with us. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
We'll talk about Butterfly Flutter's January Burns in just a moment, but let's talk about Localised Friday first. How did this group come together?
So we formed during a university paper called Theatre from Science. So it was a special interest paper being run by one of the university lecturers, Hilary Halber, last year, and it was focused on looking at how science and theatre can come together to tell stories.
Science communication, you know, been a so big for a number of years now, and so interesting to see many creative ways being used to encourage, I guess, younger people, but everyone, to take an interest in science. Why do you think that's so important, and why was that paper of appeal to you?
My degree is in theatre and physics, so automatically that paper really stood out to me. To me, science communication in general is so important because it can be so easy to kind of be put off science at a young age by a bad teacher, an assignment that makes you feel stupid. But it's something that we really need to engage with in order to kind of understand the world around us and to not be constantly fed misinformation. We kind of need to know how to interact with it.
So it's one thing to come together for the purposes of study. It's another to then take that ahead and forward. What was it about the group you were working with that made Localised Friday something you wanted to continue?
They're just such a lovely group of people. it was a year-long paper, the first half of which we spent kind of researching together, and then the second half devising this show. And we kind of all felt very passionately about that common goal of sharing science in a way that is quite human. And so when the common goals were so aligned, it made sense to carry on together.
And speaking of common goals, you would have looked at Fringe and gone, well, this is a perfect match for what we're doing.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's talk a little bit about the people that you're working with on Localised Friday. Who's part of the team?
We've got Ella Kalmakoff, who she has been kind of, all, I'll say in advance, all of us co-devised and act in the show. Ella was our kind of script supervisor, making sure everything was making sense on the page. Ray Spence, who is a mathematics teacher out at Bayfield and now student as well. He also acted as our outside eye as a director, and then Kaiser Coles as our producer.
I'm going to come back to something you've just said there in a moment, but let's talk about Butterfly Flutter's January Burns, which is an interesting name in itself. What is the premise here?
So the play centres around chaos theory and kind of how we interact with that in our everyday lives. You might have heard of the butterfly effect before, where a butterfly flaps its wings in the forest and that turns into a small gust of wind, which by the time it reaches New York has formed a tornado. And so that's where the Butterfly Flutters comes from. We were kind of interested as well in the chaos that comes into weather patterns, and that's where the January Burns part comes from.
No small subject to take on. And, yeah, what were the challenges with that?
What part of it?
Well, with incorporating the elements of science that you wanted to incorporate in a way that was, you know, meaningful.
Yeah. I think there's always this kind of, I don't want to say trade-off, because we tried really hard for it not to be a trade-off, but between like how scientifically accurate and specific you can go without having the audience drift away, obviously, and losing those story elements, We kind of focused on characters a lot and character experiences that mimic those patterns of chaos theory. And because I guess it might occur as surprising that, you know, those elements of chaos theory are reflected in very human activities.
I'm not going to ask you to explain chaos theory for us here in the few minutes that we have, Tabitha, but yeah, again, a meaty topic. So you touched on what I wanted to come back to, which was this question of making that trade-off between scientific accuracy and, you know, and entertainment. This is entertainment as well. And you mentioned that the members of the team have taken some responsibility for making, you know, checking out the material to make sure you're not too far from where you need to be.
Yeah. Throughout the process, we were all doing our own research, obviously, as well as we had a great number of helpful eyes looking over the project. So we had Daniel Schumacher, who's a physicist from Otago University, and he was giving us science advice. We also had Steve Abbott, who is a American mathematician who we had met in our first half of the year when he was over in New Zealand on a trip, and he's done science advising for plays before. And so he was able to point us in the direction of books on chaos theory and help us out a bit there as well.
So help us out. Is there a storyline here? And what, if so, what can you tell us about it without giving too much away?
The play kind of looks at four people who, well, three people and a ghost, who all are brought together in this location of a lecture theatre for various reasons in their life, where their lives have turned into chaos. And it's kind of about them all finding their way back to order.
What are your hopes for what an audience takes away from an experience like this?
I really hope that they see science as being approachable. I think that, you know, it's so easy to feel kind of like it's gatekept from information, but really all you need is a curious mind. And so I just hope people's curiosity is sparked.
I'm sure it will be. Butterfly Flutters, January Burns. On as part of Dunedin Fringe Festival 2024, the run is from the 19th through the 21st of March. The venue is Allen Hall. You'll be so familiar with that now, Tabitha.
Yes.
Great spot for theatre. And if you, you know, again, Fringe is about always doing things for the first time, perhaps, or pushing yourself a little. And and I guess that's what this form of theatre allows you to do. I mean, it's not what everybody would expect of theatre to be getting into this field, right? Into the field of education, if you like.
Yeah. And the reality is, to me, it's such a easy way because you kind of can experience it through story instead of through constant information.
Yeah. Well, get your tickets. And you can do that through the Fringe Festival's website, of course, 19th to the 21st at Allen Hall. Tabitha, as the rest of 2024 rolls out for you, more study, more involvement in local theatre, what do you think?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah. In my last year of undergraduate now.
Is Localised Friday the only group you're going to work with here this year, or do you think you'll be going?
There are some others lined up already.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you've got a busy year.
Yep.
And, you know, as you look beyond, and I'm so sure all of your colleagues are the same here, as you look beyond the education phase, how do you feel about the theatre scene at the moment, first locally and then perhaps nationally, in terms of the opportunities that may or may not be there for you to carry your work ahead?
Yeah. There's such a huge amount of theatre in Dunedin. It's actually really lovely around here. I don't think people kind of always know necessarily. Kind of the fortune went away and then it felt like theatre did, I think, a little bit, but it hasn't. It's still thriving. And then up north, there might be some more opportunities for paid work, obviously. But yeah.
Good luck, Tabitha. Great to talk with you, and good luck for Fringe. No doubt your focus will be on your production, but you hope to get out and taste a little bit of the other Fringe action?
Definitely. And some other great stuff on Allen Hall as well.
Fantastic. So do check it out. And, of course, you can look at the Fringe program online, dunedinfringe.nz. There's printed copies of the programs around the city. You can pop in and see us here at ORFM on the second floor, 43 Princess Street, if you like, and pick up a copy of your program for Dunedin Fringe Festival 2024 and start planning and buying your tickets now and get in and support this to make sure that this wonderful festival, which runs on the smell of an oily rag every year, goes ahead. Tabitha Littlejohn, thanks so much for joining us here on ORFM.
Thanks for having me.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.